The following program is a Magic Hour Radio production.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
3, 2, 1.
Here's my impression of Seth Rogen's laugh.
Welcome to some kid jokes, jokes by kid. There were three guys on a plane. One bit into an apple, thought it was too sweet, so he threw it out the window. The second guy bit into a rock.
It's Carl here, you can call me Carl. What you boys both have is an exceptional laugh. You guys have epic laughs.
Stop looking at me like that. Stop looking at me.
Today, actually, is the anniversary
of Moby Dick.
Famous opening line of the book, do you know it?
Yeah. Where is the whale?
No.
Live from KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, it's the Magic Hour.
Magic Hour is it's all over the place. It's a really fun, kind of weird, sometimes conventional, sometimes traditional, sometimes totally bizarre, all over the place.
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay.
Now here's your host, the Cam Chef, and Dougie Fresh.
We are back.
Yeah. Long hiatus.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. I mean, we're 10 days too late, 9 days too late, but I still want to say it.
We're already like 10 days into January, aren't we?
Yeah. I had to write a date today. I was like, wait, well, what? It's, what?
Wait.
No, wait.
I feel so stupid. I wrote a check the other day.
Yeah.
I went to put the year.
Yeah.
I put 2011.
Wow. You're a few years behind.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's okay. I remember a big time. I did 2009 for a while. That was a big year. That was a big year for me.
You still doing 2009?
No. I've moved on. So I say. Glad. We've 2 weeks? It's been 2 weeks?
2 weeks, man.
2 weeks. So we missed Christmas, and we missed right after the new year. So it's been a while. How was your Christmas?
I had a good Christmas. I had a very relaxing Christmas. Went a little bit of wintry weather.
Missouri,
the Midwest.
It dumped, didn't it?
What was that?
It dumped on you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the Midwest, and I actually was delayed coming back.
Ooh.
A day. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Wow.
I have a story that relates to that in Danger Zone coming up.
Yeah.
Snowy, cold.
Yeah.
At one point, down to negative 30. And it was freezing.
Negative 30?
Well,
without the wind chill?
The wind chill is negative 30.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I had to be specific.
Yeah, those meteorologists love the wind chill. They love to it's negative 30 degrees
out. They try to scare you. Schools were closed. I had a snow day myself.
Wow.
Where were you?
I went home to Seattle. It rained.
That's the story.
Yeah. It didn't rain a bit. And then I came back.
All right, there you go. Did you have a good holiday? You had a good one?
Yeah.
See some family?
Of course, yeah. Chilled, relaxed. It was a good time, yeah.
I saw some family that I haven't seen in probably 10, 12 years, right?
Yeah.
And I had to go through that awkward thing of where you go up and I have no idea who these people are.
So I
literally had to shake their hands and reintroduce myself.
Yeah.
That was weird to me.
I didn't have anything like that. Last time I met family that was a distance from the family tree was a long time.
Wait, some good tales there, beginning of the Magic Hour.
Yeah.
So happy you tuned in, I bet.
Getting it started right.
Speaking of 2014, though, New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any personal ones?
Of course. I mean, you know how some people make fun of resolutions? They're like, oh, it's pointless. Let me just do it. But I think it's important. You know, once a year, you can really reflect on what you want the next year to be like.
I agree.
Not to say you can't revise them, down the road.
The thing that always bothers me about New Year's resolutions when I tell people is I say, well, why do you have to start that at the beginning of the year? Why can't you just do that now? Because
right now, happens to be the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
In my head, it helps if I give myself a starting point for things.
Yeah. I am less lenient on things like if it's like 3 weeks before New Year's, I'm going to start like being healthier, but I'm going to start New Year's. It's like, no, you can probably just start now.
Yeah.
3 weeks out is a little early to be, it off.
So what's your resolution there, Doug?
That's private. I don't know. It's just like the normal stuff.
Any you're wanting to share?
I don't want to say the boring ones. I do have a list of the common ones.
Oh, okay.
What's so that? Odd ones. Hold on. Odd and...
odd personal ones?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I haven't really thought of it. I mean, do you?
One of my big ones is to not drink soda anymore, which I'm sticking to.
That's pretty cool.
Sticking to the getting away from the syrup
that.
Juice.
You started that before, though.
I know, but it's still a New Year's resolution. The other one is to, you and I have done this on off air to one another. We've given ourselves this challenge.
What?
To where, that's not weird. To where we're going to interact with somebody of the opposite sex.
I don't want to do my own horn, but I think I'm much better at that than you.
What?
Not the actual act, but remembering that it's happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe the actual act. I don't know. I'm not there. We should get a few people in here. They could be
No. First off, it was once a day that you...
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I thought it was once a week.
No.
Maybe my New Year's resolution is once a day.
All right, bring it.
The other one is just to smile more. Be a little bit easier on myself, on life.
You really prepared this.
I really didn't.
All right, here are the top 10 most common resolutions.
Thanks for sharing yours, by the way. What are these ones?
I have more boring ones. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I want to have better handwriting.
Okay, top 10 most common resolutions. Eat healthy and exercise regularly. Duh. Drink less. Yeah. Learn something new, which is very vague. But I guess America...
Learn something new that China doesn't know.
Quit smoking, which is a no-brainer. Better balance life and work, which is a very adult one.
Yeah.
Volunteer. Now, it's not volunteer more. It's just volunteer. save money.
Okay.
Get organized. The image they had for that was just a room that was destroyed. I was like, that's representing...
A picture of my place, yeah.
And read more. And then number 10, finish those old to-do lists, which I didn't quite get. Like, you just have...
Like, from when I'm 10?
No.
Like, clean my room, build my Lego.
It's pretty much, I interpreted that as, do the resolutions you set last year.
Really? Yeah.
But aren't those are always so boring. And I guess I'm falling into that. Is like, the most common ones are like, yeah, I'm just going to, eat healthy and, not suck.
I feel like, okay, I just shared my New Year's resolutions. But listen, though. I kind of went against my own self there. Because you look on Facebook at this time of year, everybody is putting out their resolutions. And it's almost like they have a resolution competition with one another. This is something I've been noticing. I had a friend who posted this giant list that made me feel so bad about myself.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name any names. There's nothing wrong with it. He didn't do anything wrong.
They're good on them. Yeah.
Great for you. But I'm just like, man, I don't do anything.
Yeah. What am I doing with my life?
He's like, I'm going to travel more.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a house. And then he put the list last year and he did like 18 of the 21 things he listed. Most of which were just like, what?
So he's like holding himself accountable.
Yeah. It's like, went to Australia.
Remembered.
Check.
I just remembered one that I'm actually going to try to do.
What is it?
Is it take a crack at really learning Korean.
Oh, it's
like something
that's a good
one. I said I do last year, but I didn't really get to it.
You know what? I think I'm going to set a New Year's resolution for us and for the show right now. I don't know if it's for the show. We're going to...
Whoa. Speak for yourself, man.
We're going to travel.
Don't wrote me in this.
We're going to travel around here more.
California.
Go to California. Going to go up, maybe do a show in San Francisco.
Maybe.
On the way to San Francisco? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know how technology works.
I don't know how that goes down.
Anyways, 2014. Welcome to you. Welcome to our listeners.
Glad to be here.
And normally we do this segment where we catch you up on a little things from Hollywood, some movies we saw, some news stories. Yeah. And tonight we're doing a two-hour show, so we have to double it. It's Hollywood 3 times 2. Hollywood 3 times 2, the Magic Hour, 2-hour show tonight, KX93.5. So, Doug, what do we have first? We have American Hustle.
American
Muscle.
American Hustle came out over the holidays.
Yeah.
Not on Christmas Day, but shortly after, I think. We both saw it, and I thought it was fantastic. I saw an advanced screening of it, and the director was there. And you got to toot your horn about your resolutions that were so expansive and soul uplifting. I can't mention that I went to a pre-screening of it.
Anyways.
Yeah, and it's a really good movie. I highly, highly suggest you go see it.
I thought it was pretty good. The only thing I would say is the characters were a little character-y. So there's that.
All right.
I'm a film critic. What can I say? But no, it was fun. I went and saw it with a bunch of family members who had no idea the main character, or one of the main characters, was...
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
He is...
Of the Batman fame.
He is definitely fat and gross.
That comb-over, man.
The opening scene with the comb-over is fantastic.
You haven't seen it. You're going to look forward to that.
Yeah.
American Hustle in
theaters
now.
Yeah, I can't recommend it more. Definitely go see it.
Really?
I loved it.
See, I didn't think that you... I've seen it. I thought it was pretty good, but I didn't think that you were going to be that gung-ho about it.
Yeah, I think it was one of the best of the year. You don't know me, see?
Yeah. Why do you think it was one of the best of the year?
It was just really well done. I mean, you got really involved with the characters. Like when Christian Bale, his character is just like, they're going deeper and deeper. Just like, he's like, too much is on him. And you could like feel that so well with him.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, nothing was lacking. I didn't say like, oh, that could have been done better.
You know what too? Jeremy Renner plays a role that's not an action movie.
Yeah. And surprising.
He's never done that before.
I was waiting for him to like whip out a gun at any moment.
What happened with Michael Bay this week?
So he was at some sort of convention that, was it Samsung? I think it was Samsung, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was at the, Samsung at the electronic show.
CES or whatever.
Yeah,
CES. I don't know if it was that one. He was at CES, a convention. Yeah. He was supposed to be there on behalf of Samsung showing off their new Curve TV, which is, they say, a more immersive experience because it's like a really large screen and then they curve it to compensate.
It's 8K too.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
Nah. Anyhow, it's really large and he was there to support. I mean, he's a big name for whatever. And apparently something with the teleprompter got a little screwed up and he said, he just panicked. He froze up and he said, I'm sorry, and then left the stage. It's like he was... Someone who has such power in Hollywood, do you think he could handle like a teleprompter?
Could improv a little bit?
He doesn't just stand there. He could have just stood there and be like, oh, sorry. Let's just wait. This will get figured out. He just bailed immediately. He was just like, I can't. I'm sorry, Samsung. And Bayos. Christian Bayos. Michael Bay.
I'm surprised he didn't throw a fit. He just walked off.
No.
Because he's known for being really, really mean and...
But that's like on his own set where he's he wasn't there on someone else's behalf.
Doug, I have something that I need to admit to you.
You saw something.
I saw Anchorman 2.
And?
It was, in a word, awful. It was the worst movie I've seen in a long time.
Wow.
You've seen the first one. You know,
I haven't seen it too many times, though.
What did you think of the first one?
I enjoyed it. Yeah. I also think it was a little overhyped, but it was funny. Yeah. I think I enjoyed it a lot the first time I saw it. And then when people like kept hyping it afterwards, and I got a little bit of a grudge on it.
Yeah.
But overall, I enjoyed the first one.
Did you like Steve Carell in the first movie?
I mean, I've seen the movie like 3 times. It's been a while. I just know
he plays the Brick Tamlin, the kind of random guy.
Yeah.
Well, he in the first movie, what was great about in the first movie is he just randomly would appear and say these things every once in a while. Anchorman 2, clearly, contractually, they had to give him a lot of time on screen.
See, I think keep going.
And he was just nonstop doing these one-liner stupid things every 30 seconds. And it's like a total turnoff.
When Anchorman came out, he wasn't yet like Steve Carell, right? He was, because The Office wasn't, if The Office was on TV, it like wasn't like as big as it became. And so it's like, that was the issue with him, like blowing up. Now it's like, now there's like too many egos in the kitchen.
It was so bad,
really,
just so bad. I can't. Like, I mean, there were so many attempts at humor.
If you could compare
it so flat
to another movie, comparatively, like it's as bad as
Dumb and Dumber.
Wow,
but worse.
The prequel.
They didn't even have to get a cast nobody heard of to make it stupid.
Yeah.
Her.
All right. Her. I saw her with Joaquin Phoenix.
You saw her?
I saw her. The Tilly's girl.
No, but I didn't think it was out yet.
It comes out. I saw it. It's on limited release until tomorrow. It comes out more widely.
Oh, okay.
But it is playing at, like up in L.A.
her movie about a guy who Joaquin falls in Phoenix, love with a operating system.
Voiced by
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, directed by Spike Jonze. I thought, very well done.
Not to be confused with Spike Lee.
No.
Spike Jonze has directed what else?
Being John Malkovich is a big one. Yeah.
Better than Anchorman 2, I can tell you that.
He also did Where the Wild Things Are, but that's not very good. So.
Yeah, that was okay. It was all right. What did you think of it?
Her is really good. I mean, it's not... It could so easily be campy or not taken serious. Somehow they get you to take this seriously that he is in love and you really take the... It, you don't think it's stupid at any time because you are, like, involved with his... It's, like, very real.
Yeah.
And beyond that, just as it is in the future and at an undisclosed, you know, time or year... But it's also just everything is just really well done with creating this world, and it's very believable. Like every so many times the movie, or I had this just overall sense. I was like, I could just totally like see this happening.
There was, you went home and like talked to Siri.
Yeah, and she wasn't as comforting as her. Or sorry, Sam.
That's interesting though.
No, it's just really well done with creating the world, and so no, yeah, it's. I'm not giving it as much of a praise as American Hustlers because American Hustlers is a really fun movie. It's good to see like with the group. Her, I highly recommend it, but I don't want to... I'm like holding back from being like, it's so good. but it's good.
It's so good. Oh, my gosh. All right, so I have to talk about this. People's Choice Awards. This is going to be a little bit of a game, Doug. People's Choice Awards were last night, I think.
Yeah.
And can we just say, first of all, there are... 7,000 award shows in existence now. It used to be, it was pretty much like the Oscars, the Grammys, the Emmys, the Tonys. Those were the big four.
Yeah.
Now it's the Oscars, the Golden Globes, video games, the
but it was like for Billboard every, Music Awards. For every medium, there was one.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Film had one.
Because music also, it's one. Like, okay, this is the only this is the only time of the year where they give awards for something.
Yeah.
So if you get an award, it means something.
Yeah.
Clearly, that doesn't mean anything anymore. So here's a couple of the winners in categories. I have to tell you about these. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay. So favorite actor of the year. Favorite actor of the year. Who do you think it went to?
For People's Choice?
For People's Choice.
Seth Rogen.
Try again.
James Franco.
No. Johnny Depp.
What?
I'm sorry. What was Johnny Depp in this year?
He was in The Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Which wasn't...
Okay.
Wasn't that well received, so...
Favorite movie actress?
I have no idea for that.
Sandra Bullock. Favorite comedic movie actor?
That's oddly specific.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Adam Sandler. What was Adam Sandler? Grown Ups 2?
Yeah.
Come on. Seriously?
It's an ensemble cast too, so
favorite,
it's weird.
Ready? Favorite comedic actress?
I don't know.
Sandra Bullock.
In what?
The Heat. But still, she's not a comedic actress.
But she's in a comedy movie.
I guess.
And she's been in multiple. Miss Congeniality. No, Miss Congeniality 2.
I can just think of so many others. Favorite dramatic actress?
Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
She won three.
Oh first of all, she won favorite actress, dramatic actress, comedy actress.
Probably because honestly, people are like filling out the ballot and they'd be like, oh, they already asked me this.
So there's two more. Yeah.
They must be double checking.
Seriously. There's two more. Favorite alternative band?
Alternative band?
Alternative. So big ones this year, what? Let's name a few. The Imagineer or the Lumineers.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. Who do you think it was?
I don't know. Green Day.
Fall Out Boy.
What?
Fall Out Boy.
I didn't know they were
it's
still 2013.
Relevant. 2013. Last one. Favorite pop artist. Who was it?
Beyonce. Easy.
Britney Spears.
What?
Is this the 90s? I mean, Fall Out Boy, Britney Spears. I don't know.
That's weird. Sandra Bullock.
One last thing in the Hollywood 3x2 tonight.
So what? Now that we just went on this huge diatribe against...
what does that word
against,
mean?
I don't know. I don't know if I used it correctly. but we went... Witch hunt against, what are they called? Award show. Thank you, Cameron. Thank you for helping me there.
I don't know where you're going with that.
The Oscars are coming up. And so just really quickly, what are some thoughts on, like, who do you think best picture or best director?
I think American Hustle apparently is.
So I hear.
I think American Hustle will get some nominations. I think Gravity is going to be up there.
Yeah, but what do you want to win?
Oh, best picture. Want best picture?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or just top three.
Gravity is up there. Anchorman 2.
Gravity. I'm going to go with Prisoners. Prisoners, yeah.
Gravity, Prisoners, and I don't know.
I'm going to go with Prisoners, 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave.
And
In a World.
It's between American Hustle and Her.
Really?
But yeah.
Her?
It's a good thing they have 10 nominations for Best Picture.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
They're going to keep expanding that too because the award shows. We want everybody to feel included.
Yeah.
The 50 nominees are.
God. They're just going to have the Best Picture Awards.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry we got on this big rampage here, folks.
Hollywood 3x2 turned out to be a lot longer.
It's tiring, man.
Yeah, that's a little bit longer than you assume.
Glad you're tuning in still, though. 949-715-KXFM.
Hey, everybody. This is Dougie Fresh.
And the Camshaft.
We're from the Magic Hour podcast, which you, I assume, listen to because you're hearing this.
Right now.
Yes. Now, what we want to do now is ask you a huge favor.
Which is to share this with a friend. If you like what you hear, if you like what we do, if you're laughing, if you enjoy who we have on the show, if you think we sound
sexy,
pass it along to a friend.
You got to tell them.
Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio or in iTunes, search for the Magic Hour and
that's about it.
Enjoy the show.
I was born a Doug. That's what everyone knew me as in Seattle.
Based on the true story.
Until the day I was deceived and mistakenly called Dave.
Dave?
It's Doug.
Oh, great, Dave. Go ahead and sit in the back.
My name's Doug!
To get back everything he lost.
My name is all I have in this world.
Same as the rest, hon. Your name's right here, says Dave.
Yeah, okay, but my name's Doug.
It will take everything he has.
I will survive. I will not fall into despair. I will keep myself hearty until they no longer call me Dave, and they call me Doug.
12 Years a Dave.
Oh, Dave! Dave!
It's, Doug.
Rated R.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio.
The Magic Hour on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
That's right, everybody. The Magic Hour on KX93.5. For information on how to become a member, go to our website, kx935.com/support.
If Adam Sandler can win Best Comedic Actor of 2013, I think maybe you could become a member.
If Sandra Bullock can win 17 People's Choice Awards, you can do this.
Well, that's a big year for Sandra Bullock. That's funny. She sweeps all the categories.
I guess, did you see The Heat?
No.
Let's do Hollywood 3x10 here tonight. Did you see The Heat?
No.
It's pretty funny. I like it. It was pretty funny. Gravity was great, though. Gravity.
Yeah, Gravity.
She did a good job in Gravity.
What was the third one she won for?
She won Favorite Actress of the Year, Best Comedic Actress, Best Dramatic Actress. Shouldn't Favorite Actress just you get that, you're not allowed to win the others?
Yeah, or like maybe there just shouldn't be Favorite Actress and you should just have the two, you know, that divide it up. Anyhow, let's move on.
Do you want to do some Would You Rather?
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's do it.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Baby, would you rather?
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 Would you rather? A simple game of would you rather do this or would you rather do that? All right, you ready for some of
this? I am so ready.
All right, would you rather repeat the last year, 2013, or skip forward, skipping this year and just be in 2015 right now? Yeah.
Say the first option again.
Repeat the last year or skip the current year.
Repeat the last year instead of this year or?
No.
You just repeat the last year.
Yeah. That's my answer mainly because I don't want to skip this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking today before about getting older. I don't want to cut my time short, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
I don't think anything really bad is predicted to happen this year either. So.
There was a comet that came really close the other day, though.
Comet?
So there's that.
Okay.
He's only like 14 inches big or something.
Okay.
Don't worry, Laguna. It's okay.
Yeah. And coming close, man, like 100,000 miles.
Mars.
Away. Yeah. Would you rather watch the same movie over and over for 24 hours, movie of your choice?
Yeah.
I'd like to say. Or listen to the same song for 24 hours, song of your choice? Granted, think about it. If you watch a movie, you have to be stuck in one place. Music you can take away.
I gotta go to the song. Right. It's a very valid point. You just swung me over to that side. How about you?
I would go with a movie because I think that would be really interesting to see how my perception changes after viewing it that many times. It'd probably mess me up, man.
Imagine watching your favorite movie.
No. I would not choose a favorite movie.
Because you know it would ruin it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine watching I would pick like a 4-hour movie because it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, name me a 4-hour movie.
12 Years a Doug.
Yeah.
A Dave.
No. Yeah, if you could do a long one. Yeah, I could do like Seven Samurai. That's 3.5.
That's four times?
7 times.
3 times?
It's 24 hours.
Oh, why was I going to 12?
I don't know.
7 times? Oh my God.
All right, would you rather be stranded in the ocean or stranded in the desert?
The desert.
Really?
That's a tough one because in the desert, you get really, like, dehydrated.
Well, you get dehydrated on the ocean, too. You can't drink ocean water. Yeah. Blew your mind.
I didn't think about that. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But for some reason...
The ocean is just another desert.
But think about this, though. I think you're easier accessed in the desert than you are in the ocean.
I'd have to go with the desert just because there's less danger. I mean, there's not animals below you.
Yeah.
You can't drown.
For whatever reason, I did not even consider that.
Sharks.
Whales.
Whales. Mermaids. All right, would you rather...
Quora?
Yeah. Would you rather eat airplane food for 1 year?
I did that when I got snowed in Missouri.
Okay. Or never eat dessert again. For the rest of your life, ever.
Never eat. Wait, do you have to pay for it?
What?
Do you have to pay for the airport food?
Hold on. You can't look at that as a pro. You'd be spending...
That's not a pro. That's a con.
I guess that's true. I forgot how expensive
it is. It's crazy expensive.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Ooh, then I guess the dessert.
Yikes.
Because, I don't know. I don't eat dessert that much. I'm not a dessert guy. What about you?
You can never have a milkshake again. Think about that. Yeah, I would go with the dessert one just because I can live without it.
Yeah.
Probably be better for you. Would you rather try to land a plane, you know, as you are now?
Yeah.
Never landed one, I assume.
Speak for yourself.
Or try to pilot a hydroplane, you know, the boats that they use in racing.
Oh, my God.
Both of them, you could easily kill yourself.
The boat.
Interesting. I'm going to go with the boat, too.
The plane is so daunting.
Yeah.
Because the plane, you're like a timeline coming up.
It's like you have to land it eventually or you're die.
Hydroplane is like... You're coming from such a long distance above the ground.
Yeah. Hydroplane, you could, you know, feather it, you know, around the pool. Or
yeah, whatever. You can do it.
All right, last one. I like this one. Would you rather get on the nerves, absolutely annoy Brad Pitt... Or get on the nerves of George Clooney.
Get on the nerves of Brad Pitt. I don't want to upset George Clooney.
Okay.
What do you think?
I have to go with Brad Pitt too.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to go the other way.
No. I'm glad that we both share George Clooney in the same spot in our hearts.
Yeah, the same regard.
It means a lot. All right, that's Would You Rather. If you have any good Would You Rathers, if you thought ours were pathetic and you think you can do better, prove it. You can email us at magichourradio@gmail.com. Subject line, would I rather? Hey, you can put whatever
I would rather.
I would rather. To get hate mail, I'd rather kill myself than listen to your show again.
According to a recent study, the journal Science Journal.
That's a great start.
Science.
Over 75% of Earth's big carnivores are suffering major declines in their numbers that could result in their extinction.
Why? Because they're eating each other.
Are humans included in this?
No, we're not declining.
Tell us, science?
No, our population is increasing. But what?
This is because of humans.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's largely because of humans and they're eating one another.
Well, yeah.
Not humans!
Yeah.
Okay.
But in some parts. You know, I mean, on a similar note, not on similar at all, human population is increasing in general, but I think this year is the first year that Japan is actually saw a decrease in population.
Yeah, and China has loosened their law on the one child policy.
Oh, so they're going to blow up.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem over there.
But, I mean, Japan is the opposite, though.
No, I know. I know. I understand.
I was confused if you were like, on the same note.
But it is kind of similar, though, because not to get all like crazy political on you guys. It's supposed to be a fun show, and it is because we're ignorant. But in China right now, what happened is they were so strict in that law that now they don't have a young population. Everybody's old.
Well, there's like there's a huge gender imbalance.
There is one of those.
I don't know.
I was saying there's so many men who are never have a wife.
Yeah.
There's not enough.
So.
Yikes. All right.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy New Year, guys. Yeah. Lonely Chinese man. What's up? Listen to the Magic Hour. Okay. It's 93.5.
You know, every once in a while we do this segment. We like to call misconnections. Don't do it all the time.
No.
And sometimes you do misconnections that you, Laguna, are sending us. Sometimes you do personal ones. Tonight I'm going to do a little bit of both, Doug.
All right.
Let's do some misconnections. I always like to get, nice and relaxed for this segment, Doug. So this one is an ad for, quote, the hottest mom ever.
A 23-year-old.
Saw you yesterday and we were briefly talking about dogs. What kind of dogs? I don't know.
Dogs.
I wanted to flirt with you so bad, but obviously we couldn't with all who is nearby.
What is their definition of flirt?
I don't know. Also, we're going to give some advice tonight, too, after I read this. I think you're the hottest woman in the world. I love your body and how in shape and curvy you are at the same time. Gorgeous! Email me and tell me what I was wearing. Smiley face. First of all, if you should be able to flirt with somebody in public.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it, man. Go ahead and do it. It's one of your New Year's resolutions. Also, why do you want her to tell you what she was wearing? Or what you were wearing?
It's to prove that it's actually her and she remembers who it is.
That's a lot to ask for out of a misconnection.
I couldn't.
Next time, just say, hey, if you remember me.
You know, if I had turned around right now and you asked me what you were wearing, no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're wearing.
The next one is to a woman in ballpark pizza. From somebody of the age of 52. Said, I believe your name is Beth. When your pizza was ready, I think that's the name they used.
That's a good gamble.
It is. I believe it may have been your son that walked up to get it.
Maybe that was Beth.
It might have been Beth. I thought you were very stunning. I was the one sitting facing you with my boys. Single dad here, no mama drama.
Thank God.
If you see this, please respond back. That's a good misconnection. And a good little line there, mama drama.
It's grasping at straws, though.
It is a little bit. Here's another.
There was no interaction there. There was no connection.
Cute girl in white Toyota at 133 in the 405. I saw you on January 3rd, 2014, around 10 a.m. on the 133 and the 405 freeway. You were driving a white Toyota. You have two stickers on your back window. You're a brunette. We waved to each other, and you continued on the 133 as I got on the 405. If you see this ad, let me know.
Why did they wave?
Also, first of all, why'd you wait? Maybe you thought she was cute. That's fine. But do you know, statistically, this happening, sir, ma'am, it's not going to.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Driving next to somebody on the highway happens every day.
And maybe you should keep your eyes on the road instead of waving at strangers.
All right, Doug, here's my misconnection.
If you see a girl while you're driving that's also driving and you think she's cute, don't wave at her. You follow her to her destination.
Go get her.
You go get her.
Yeah, what's your misconnection?
So it was when I was back home, St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri.
I went to Walgreens, Doug. I went to Walgreens.
Yeah.
Just getting a few things, you know. And the woman who checked me out,
did a double entendre.
She was cashing me out. I grabbed my things.
She's cashing you out?
I was grabbing my things. I was walking out. She said, hey. By the way, you're very cute. Now, this had never happened to me before, so I didn't know how to respond. So I just was, thank you, and walked away. I should have done more.
Yeah, that's
should have
true.
Interacted with her. I should have said something. I should have said, hey, you are too.
Hey, that's weird.
Hey, you. I don't know you.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So if you're listening, which the chances of that are very good, because we have an excellent rating. If you're listening, call me. Tell me what you were wearing.
Yeah.
And tell me what I was wearing. I want to make sure this is the right person. If you have a missed connection, write it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/magichourradio. You can also email those to us, magichourradio@gmail.com.
How many people have we reconnected?
We've connected at least one.
Yeah.
At least one.
At least one.
And I think they're happily married right now.
I think so.
Did
you know. Get their Christmas card?
What? Yeah, we talked about it, I think. It was from the clauses. Anyway, so you're talking to me about Iowa City earlier on. Tell me about that. What's going on?
So you know how Florida has the not stereotype, but true trend of just having crazy people break into things and do a bunch of other stuff.
Florida and Germany.
Okay. I don't know about the Germany part. Anyhow, Iowa City is quickly becoming Drunk City USA.
What?
There are so many stories kind of coming out of Iowa City of people being completely hammered, like beyond the legal amount, or not, yeah, way beyond the legal, almost to the death amount. This guy who was recently arrested, Levi Carter, too drunk to drive, obviously got pulled over, got DUI.
Yeah.
Now, 0.08% is the limit in Iowa, and it's the limit here as well.
Yeah, it's pretty normal. Yeah.
Seems to be the common one. The first time they breathalyzed him, it was a 0.467%. Oh, they did another one just to check to make sure that was right. And the breathalyzer said, like, high. Like
it just said high?
It's above.
It didn't give a number?
Well, it's above, like, its threshold of what it accounts for.
How is this guy breathing?
Apparently, the lethal limit is between 0.40 and 0.50.
And he had
0.46. He was almost at 50. 0.50. Anyhow,
this is out of Iowa City. You're saying all these are coming out of Iowa City.
Yeah. And, well, that was just one so far. But
oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Back in September, this woman, Dieran Hearn, she was so drunk. Actually, I don't know if that's a guy or a girl. It's a guy. Dieran. anyhow, he was so drunk
when
they arrested him. Hey, sorry I don't look up how to pronounce someone's name. So drunk when they looked him or arrested him that he tried to make a phone call by putting a $20 bill up to his head and talking to it.
Generally, a good sign. Yeah.
He breathed at a 0.178, which is still a fraction of Levi earlier. And you remember earlier we talked about that girl, Samantha Goody, Twitter alias Vodka Sam. Do you remember talking about that?
Yeah, I remember.
She was from Iowa City.
Are you serious?
She had a 0.341 blood alcohol count. Iowa City is just soaked in alcohol, apparently.
What happened? We have to get to the bottom of this. What happened? Something had to happen there.
A beer factory exploded or something.
I don't know.
This is like the plot of a superhero movie.
Is it, though?
All the people in Iowa City. Big vacation spot, by the way.
How come you never wanted to figure out why Florida was rampant with crazy?
Because it's Florida, man. I mean, kind of speaks for itself there. We have a bit of news for you. Regarding one of our segments we like to do pretty regularly on this show.
I thought we were announcing the news next week.
Oh. Well, maybe we can give a little tease then. Before we do that, we should probably just go into it, though, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
I'm it's a bittersweet moment for me, and I'll explain why. It's good on you, Carl.
Looks like Seal's got his nails around your neck. And in the end, Bulls had to be scratched.
Get in my belly.
Anytime you want an update from Australia, just call.
All right, good on you, Carl. A weekly segment, we play a little tribute to our friend Carl Stefanovic, the Today Show host in Australia. We play a clip of him that's humorous, in my opinion.
What do we got this week, Doug?
It's a clip that features him discussing, or he's having an interview with these two athletes.
For you kind of go in as favorite, is that a lot more pressure on you?
As favorite, wow, that's very nice, Carl.
I'm elevating you.
Yeah, look, you know, there's I'm elevated. Look, there's a hand.
Can you tell? Not literally.
Oh, literally. Dude,
you're getting excited, Carl, but not that excited.
It's never too early, but yeah, anyway.
It's turned into a debacle already. Hey,
I think what Carl's talking about, Carl, okay, is the conditions really suit you, mate. And
that
the laugh keeps going.
It's a very happy individual, that Carl.
Just keeps going and going and going.
You know, here's the thing about Carl, and we interviewed this man, by the way. We have that interview
online.
Online. You can listen to that on iTunes or on our website, kx935.com/podcast. Click on the Magic Hour. It's in there somewhere.
It's a great guy.
So first of all, great guy. Second of all, imagine him doing that in the United States. They would label him unprofessional.
Yeah.
He's a fool. He's unprofessional.
Laughing for 30 seconds straight.
There would somebody in the booth, cut to commercial. Roll it. Get him out of there. Anyways.
But that's why he's in Australia, not here, unfortunately.
And he will forever live in our hearts. But here's the thing.
There's only so far
this ship can sail.
And there's always a time to move on. So next week will be the last Grid on Your Carl.
Maybe we should have do you think we can get John Mayer to do an acoustic cover of the theme song?
No, John Mayer is, where's John Mayer these days? I don't know.
Where is he? But anyways, I'm pretty excited about the next person because we're not only getting rid of we're not getting rid of the segment permanently. We're shifting it.
We're moving on to the next horizon.
And we love this person just as much.
Yeah.
In a different way.
We mentioned it earlier, but we will be, as we said earlier, trying to get an interview with Tom Hanks. And so, of course, we're going to adapt it to, I don't know if it's Good on Your Tom.
I think it's good on your Tom.
So next week we'll do either a best of or our favorite for Carl. And then we'll introduce the Good on Your Tom. And hopefully we'll keep you updated weekly updates of our mission to get Tom Hanks on KX935.
That would be a thing.
This is hurting me right now. I'm tearing up.
I know you are.
You know, every Thursday it's become a routine where I find a Carl clip.
You just Google the crap out of him, don't you, Doug?
Google it so much.
I wonder if he'll call in next week. Give us one final shout out. I think he's listening right now. Carl, if you're awake in Australia, 949-715-KXFM.
Maybe it's
that
number. 5 p.m.
If he
there.
Called in right now, I would freak out.
Yeah.
Carl Stefanovic, ladies and gentlemen. The Magic Hour, KX935. We have...
That's for Carl.
Carl. Well deserved. Doug Blackberry made some sort of announcement today, which is shocking for two reasons.
No, they didn't make an announcement. But
what was it?
I don't know if it was today. But, I mean, just in general, they have released a statement, mission statement, so to speak, of the direction that they're going to be going in. Because, you know, iPhone and Android are dominating the market right now. Who has Blackberries anymore?
To be honest, I thought they were done for.
Yeah, I mean, Blackberries were pretty big. They were for a time. They had a very. If you were a business person, it was you don't have a Blackberry, you're not a business person.
Yeah,
and yeah, they've said that keyboards now. Blackberry is saying keyboards are the future. They're not going to go touchscreen. They're staying with keyboards because they see for what they're that same market that I just said, business people. That they're staying in that market and they think keyboards are more appropriate.
If they're right about that, why aren't they making money? I mean, compared.
I like to see you run a cell phone company into the ground because I think you would.
No.
Anyway, I would say
you promote fun, everybody. Fun and technology.
I kind of agree with them, though. I think keyboards will always have their place. I mean, honestly. When I'm trying to type on my iPhone, it can get really frustrating.
Doug wants T9 back.
I've always wanted T9 back because it's a superior typing. I mean, you're doing the whole alphabet with only nine buttons.
Yeah.
Anyhow, actual physical keyboards. I think if I was sending emails all day from my phone, and with the amount of it's sometimes you're just off a little bit with the iPhone or something and it
gets
all screwed up and then it doesn't work correctly.
Yeah,
I think keyboards still have a place in the market.
Well, time will tell. I don't know. I think that they're going to go the Google Glass route. I think everybody's going to have a phone built into their head.
I don't think that keyboards. I don't want that.
It's all going to be voice activated. It's all which stinks because it's called privacy, people. I mean. Imagine being in the middle of a conference meeting, this is boring, this sucks, saying that out loud. That's the way of the future.
Yeah, I think that's why it won't,
That's the way of the future.
God, you have a horrible...
That's the company I will run.
Okay.
The Google Glass thing, by the way, which is, if you guys don't know, it's the eyeglasses that have, the computer built into them, right, Doug? Google
Glass? Well, it's like a, I don't know.
Some kind of mobile
computer?
Device.
I don't know.
More like a mobile device, I guess.
PDA.
Yeah, that's
What did PDAs do?
Palm Pilot, something like that. It was like a personal organizer. Anyways, so they're doing this pilot program now where you can be one of the people who tests the Google Glass. But here's the weird thing. They're making you pay to be the person who beta tests this. $1,500.
They're just going to throw that money away? Come on.
Why would I just pay $1,500 for it when it comes out perfect?
Because you could say I was a part of something. No. So you could be like, I don't know, people, you know, if someone's out there and they're like, no, I'm totally going to get that when it comes out. They could like be like, this is a chance for me to like make it even better. So I don't complain as much when it comes out. Or, you know, they just can't wait, you know. Honestly,
have a keyboard?
If you had the money,
will it have a keyboard?
If you had the money, I could see you buying one right now.
Yeah.
Just to play with it and be disappointed.
Pulls one out of pocket.
Yeah. Places it on head. All right, check this out. Let me paint this picture for you.
Do it.
A man takes his truck and backs it into a store, like through the front door and glass, like repeatedly breaking it down.
Uh-huh.
To get into the store. What do you think he entered that store to get?
The money from the register.
Yeah, clearly. Obviously. But no, actually not. In this case, this man from Connecticut smashed his vehicle. It's actually a gas station. Sorry, does that change your answer?
Now he's going in for the lottery tickets.
No, but he breaks in that way with his car.
Yeah.
Gets out, and it's all on camera. Gets out of his car, grabs a banana. Eats the banana in a very calm fashion.
In the place?
In the store. Then, you know, he's done. He drives away. That was it.
That was it?
That was all he did.
So he crashes his car.
Yeah.
Into this building to steal a banana.
Well, I mean, to eat a banana.
I guess he did it. Yeah. Did he steal it? He ate it.
I get it. That's an interesting question.
Also, why wouldn't you drive to a grocery store? It's a banana.
Yeah.
A gas station?
You could steal a banana from a grocery store easily.
No, you shouldn't steal a banana. At all.
No, but I'm saying compared to ramming it into a gas station.
You could probably go into a grocery store. We're not condoning this, but you could probably go in, take one, and nobody would know.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you go through the trouble of wrecking your car?
Also,
getting caught.
Are bananas that common at gas stations?
Yeah, I've never seen a banana at a gas station.
So what if you run into a gas station, you walk inside, and there are no bananas.
Looking for that banana. And
what do you get?
Lo and behold, they only got chips.
You're not going to settle for the money from the register.
Honestly, you could probably get away with going to a grocery store and asking them, please, can I just have one banana? I'll take the grossest one.
Yeah. And give me the one that everybody's slipped on the floor.
Yeah, or the one that it's not in a bundle. It's by itself.
Yeah.
Like, less likely to sell. They will give it to you. Why do you need a break? You need to pretty much knock down a gas station.
Shame on you, sir.
Nothing else was taken except that banana. But hey, man, you got us talking, so I guess it worked.
I know.
You got that viral marketing.
Congratulations. You beat the system.
Turns out this was all just
an
elaborate advertisement for the new Donkey Kong.
Oh, man.
They caught up with the man later. I was down the road. His name was first name Donkey, last name Kong.
The man's name? Mario.
Yeah. His brother Luigi had no comment.
But his girlfriend Peach. Okay, let's do some Danger Zone.
Danger Zone! I went through the danger zone. I'll take you right through the danger zone.
Okay, so I have a personal danger zone this week. It had to do with when I was at home over the break at Midwest. And it was a cold time of year, as I mentioned earlier in the show. We were getting a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Forecaster said this big storm is going to start coming on Saturday night.
As you mentioned.
Into Sunday. And so we're, you know, my parents and I was over at my parents' house. We decided, okay, we got to stock up on a few things.
Batten down the hatches.
We have to go get a plow for the tractor. We have to go get shovels, get some ice or some ice melt for the sidewalks. You know, the essentials. So we go out. We're making jokes all the way through, like, what happens if we get stranded out here? What would happen if we lost power? That would be bad. So we get home. Storm's supposed to start at 8 o'clock.
You lost power.
Temperatures are supposed to plummet.
You lost power?
I did not lose power. Oh. But we get home. It's a chill 50 degrees in the house. We're concerned. We look at the furnace. It's not on.
50 degrees in Seattle, people start wearing shorts.
But the furnace is not on, so we start freaking out. And it's a propane-powered furnace. We go outside. We're out of propane. What do? We call the gas company. They put us on hold, and then somebody answers. It's an automated thing that says, sorry, nobody is able to take your call. Hangs up on us. It happens every time for 3 hours.
Don't you know it's the holidays? That's what they say to you.
How dare you? No, but it happened for 3 hours. So this is how it got fixed. We called the person who owns a restaurant down the street from where my parents live. They happen to have the same gas company. A friend of the lady who owns a restaurant works at the gas company. That friend of that lady called the guy who runs the gas company. He got us some propane.
Wow.
Dangerous zone averted. But it was 50 degrees in the house when it was like 35 outside, and it was supposed to get to negative 8. It would have been chilly in that house.
I thought you said it was supposed to get negative 30.
Wind chill. It would have gotten cold in that house.
So how do you prevent this in the future?
Check that propane. Check that propane.
Check that propane.
Wait a second. Are you saying this is my fault?
No. Now you put it in that way.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Does it count as a danger zone if it's your fault? I wonder.
I don't think so. I think it's like a stupid zone at that point.
Well, the question is, could you have just like gotten a bunch of the smaller propane tanks, just picked them up at Home Depot or something, and like, I don't know.
I don't think it works that
way. Daisy chained them together to like one giant tank.
No, I don't think it works that way. There's only one way to find out.
There's only one way. Now that's a danger zone. Crazy story.
Tell it to me.
So this is in Kentucky, which is on the East Coast, if I'm not mistaken.
Kentucky, yeah. Give me some Kentucky. There we go. Ron, listen to Ron's from Kentucky. Yeah,
if he's still up in the late hours in Kentucky, this one is for you because it's straight out of Kentucky. So Democratic Kentucky State Representative Leslie Combs was in the state capitol.
Sure, in Kentucky.
When she accidentally fired her gun.
What?
Yeah.
Why does she have a gun?
I don't know, because she's in Kentucky, I guess.
But why did she... Right, says, but she was in a state capitol building. Why? That's like just carrying your gun to the airport.
That's bad enough, right?
Yeah.
Her response, though, is, quote, I am a gun owner. It happens. It happens. Yeah. Gun
just goes off accidentally sometimes. You know, you own a gun. It's bound to happen in a state capitol.
It happens.
Where I work.
I wonder if she said that right when it fired. Or if that was like... Can you imagine that room? It goes off, bang. Everybody's like, what was it? She goes, it happened. It's like, what the heck?
So she says, I was purposely disarming it to put it up because I don't like it. Never mind. I don't know what she's talking about. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I was purposely disarming it to put it up because I didn't like it and I didn't want to use it anymore.
Don't want to use it anymore. Using it previously?
I had it in my purse. I carry usually, and I thought I'm going to put that sucker. I actually don't know what she's talking about.
We're getting
about
dangerously close.
I don't understand.
To a gun debate.
I don't understand what she was saying.
I don't know, but it sounded kind of dirty too.
I guess she just calmly brings her gun to work, and she has a concealed carry permit.
I like it, but the craziest thing about that story is
none of that is
when she says I don't really want it. I didn't like it, so I was just gonna put it away. I was gonna put it. Lock it up. Why have it on you? Why bring it into the Capitol building?
So they
what is the capital of Kentucky? Louisville?
I have no idea.
Montpelier, Vermont.
But she says in response if she's going to continue carrying her gun daily because of that, it wouldn't be out of character to think to someone that they would stop carrying a gun after accidentally firing it off at the state capitol. But she says, quote, I am a gun owner. I support the right to bear arms as a female, particularly for the protection rights. I feel the need to carry a firearm. But apparently, she says, I see your concern. But so she's starting to carry a revolver instead.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How is that any better? What?
Well, it's not automatic, so it might be harder. I don't know.
Those don't bring any harm to anybody. No. Well, I don't want to get into a gun debate right now, but... It's not really that smart, I'm just going to say, to bring it into a Capitol building. Like I said, it's like bringing a gun to the airport.
The action,
not generally not a great idea.
The action beside her response is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it just happens.
Yeah, you know, you drop one here, you drop one there.
Yeah, they go off once in a while. So, yeah. You know, accidentally.
Okay, so I have to be honest. We have Dirtfall coming up now.
Yeah.
There has been probably 8 stories we've talked about tonight that I thought were like, this has to be
completely
the Dirtfall. That Dirtfall theme is going to fire in about 5 seconds, and I'm not going to know about it. But it never happened. So this better be extremely dirty tonight.
Now you're hyping it up so much. It probably will just fall flat.
Normally you don't disappoint, Doug.
Tell that to my ex-wife. Hey! All right, welcome to Danger Zone. If you're unfamiliar with the
Danger Zone.
I got so pumped up. Welcome to Dirtfall. If you're unfamiliar with the Dirtfall award, so an award we give out every week to someone who did something extremely dirty. But what is dirty? Dirtfall is a word. Is German originally.
German.
Virtue that sentence. It means to fail. I dirt that sentence. It means to fail as a verb. It also means diarrhea as a noun. But we use the verb, slap it on an award, and we give it out to someone who did something very failed.
Very much so. Who do we got this week?
All right, so...
Did they drop your gun in a state capitol building?
It was close. So, this teenager, 18-year-old, for one, he crashes a car driving drunk.
Steals a banana.
No.
We know the first part.
Maybe. We don't know about that part. Crashes his car into a tree. He's driving drunk. That's dirty enough, right?
Yeah,
but we've seen it before. Sure. Iowa City, right? Multiple times. But...
4.0
turns out,
or whatever.
Take him to a nearby hospital. The doctors x-ray him for injuries from the car wreck. And they find something odd in his rectum.
Now, what could this be?
It could be, oddly enough, when you say that, you have an idea of what it might be, right?
A gun.
Or pills or something.
A lot of people do that with drugs.
Yeah. Turns out, it was 4 bracelets, 4 necklaces, 11 lady rings, a socket wrench...
A socket wrench?
And a bag of synthetic marijuana.
What was this? What?
Yeah, not even the real stuff.
What was the socket wrench for?
I don't know. That's his personal life. Let's not get into that. Apparently, he had stolen the items from a home close by, and when he saw the cops coming, he quickly stuffed them up his rectum.
How do you do that quickly? You just listed off,
guess he's done it before. I don't know.
The fall catalog.
That's a lot.
From a jewelry store.
That's a lot. 4 bracelets, 4 necklaces. That's a lot. I wonder if there are those big pearl ones that are like 8 feet long or something.
Yeah, the ones that Marge Simpson wears.
11, yeah. No, that's not. And 11 rings. That alone.
Oh my god.
It's got probably studs like
diamonds. How much was it again? It was 11 rings. It was 4 bracelets, 4 watches.
Yeah. No, 4 bracelets, 4 necklaces, 11 rings, a socket wrench. And then a bag of synthetic marijuana.
That's a lot.
Synthetic marijuana is not even like real marijuana.
I don't. I'm out.
So
I'm out.
Everything except the kitchen sink was found found inside this 18-year-old's anus.
Oh my god.
God, I don't know. Who would have thought? Like, okay, you stole some stuff. You crashed your car. The cops are coming. Be like. You think this isn't the end?
Yeah.
You think, I can get around this.
I can do this.
Let me just put all this stuff in my butt.
Yeah.
It's the loophole. The perfect crime.
Maybe if he would have aimed for a gas station, they would have been focused on the banana.
And not the butt. That's funny that he would have gotten away with it if he didn't have crashed his car.
I know.
And they didn't have to give the x-rays.
But his health would have been terrible.
Who is it to say that those aren't his? They have to take it away from him? Is it illegal to carry jewelry up your butt?
Yes, but it's but it's not illegal to drop a gun in the state Senate building.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, to fire off a round in the state capitol.
How the tables have turned.
Just to follow up, the teen was subsequently charged with theft and DUI. His bail is $75,000.
That is a lot of money.
Don't give it to him. He might put up his butt. I think we should go back to something.
Sure.
Because we are going to try to get Tom Hanks an interview.
Okay.
Probably over the phone, even though he lives in the same country.
Wow.
So what is our first step, though?
Okay, here's what I think the first step is. Tom Hanks.
Google search Tom Hanks phone number.
Phone number. And we call the first one that comes up.
Oh, my God.
And we see what happens. But here's the thing that's interesting. When we called Carl Stefanovic.
We called it Today's Show.
We called the Today Show in
Australia.
There's a time change there. So when we called Australia, it was during the working day.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little bit of a time issue. But that'll make things interesting.
I feel like Tom Hanks is always kind of working, though, right? It's because he's always on point.
Says us. Cut to him waking up at 2 in the morning to a phone call.
Yeah. Why would we be calling him at 2 a.m.?
I don't know, man.
What if he's on the East Coast?
I don't know.
And so I think we should, I think we can Google Tom Hanks' phone number. I mean, just for kicks, see what that brings up. That could probably be humorous. But then eventually, you know, try to get his publicist or try to maybe someone we know. I know one podcast before bribed him into coming on their podcast.
They did.
By giving him a typewriter.
They did.
Now, I don't want to copy someone. It worked in their case. But if it has to resort to that, I'm willing to shove up
the
money.
I was just thinking about it. I was like, we don't have that big of a budget here at the Magic Hour, but typewriters aren't that expensive. Are they?
I have one, but I wouldn't want to give him mine, no offense.
Come on, man. It's all for the cause.
He probably already has that. We have to get a weird one for him.
Hey, we actually have a caller right now. Magic Hour, who are we talking to?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. This is Ron from Kentucky.
Hi, Ron. How did I know it was you, my friend?
Hey, I don't know, fellas. 2 weeks. I've been missing y'all. I've been like jonesing. I'm addicted.
Thanks. Why? I have a question for you. Why are you still up? It's almost 3 a.m. in there.
I don't know. I tell you the... I don't know. Crazy war vet, can't sleep. Wolves, bears, everything running around the house, keeping me awake.
Oh, yeah. A lot of nocturnal wildlife, right?
Yeah. Nocturnal wildlife.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Did you have a good New Year's, Ron?
Yes, I did. It was awesome. We had a really big snow, good temperatures, shot some fireworks.
Now, did you hear about the representative from Kentucky?
No. What's in the news?
Give me the scoop.
We just talked about it 20 minutes ago or so. Or I don't know how long ago it was. Anyhow, Kentucky representative in the state capitol, her gun went off as she was like disarming it. And she said it's no big deal.
No, it's Kentucky. Ain't no big deal.
So that happens
all the time.
Okay, so that's like an accepted thing to say in Kentucky. I understand.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Only in Kentucky, fellas. Only in the capital of Frankfort, Kentucky.
Is that the capital?
Yeah, Frankfort.
Wow.
I thought it was Louisville.
I hope not. I think it's Frankfort.
I hope that you know the answer to that, Ron.
Oh my gosh, but a gun going off in the Capitol. It don't surprise me.
You have to tell us, what are some of your New Year's resolutions?
Oh yeah, I heard y'all talking about that. Gosh, I really haven't sat down and made any. Serious side, you know, just eat better and be a better person. Yeah, I read this article about soda and less than one soda is it increases your chance to have cancer like 40%.
Wow. That's
sugar. Yeah, it's really scary.
Cameron has drank a lot of soda in his life.
Yeah. Well, we call it pop. You know, you want pop, you want pop.
Wow. So, yeah, maybe cut back on the pop a little bit.
Exactly.
I stopped drinking about a month ago. Thank goodness.
Stop drinking. You're on the wagon, huh?
My God.
Oh, Lord, the wagon trail.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Ron, we appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Hey, great talking to you guys. Happy New Year. Glad you're back on the air. And check you out next Tuesday, fellas.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. I've got a my boy told me a mama, you're so fat joke, and I'm going to share it with you.
Yeah, okay. Yes, let's hear it.
So funny. Okay. Your mama's so fat, she eats Wheat Thix.
What? Oh, instead of Wheat Thins, I get it.
Gotcha.
I got it.
All right, fellas, y'all have a happy New Year.
All right, thanks, Ron. Go to bed, Ron.
Yeah, yeah. Go to bed.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is one crazy guy.
That's great. That was a good joke.
I love it.
Wheat Thix.
Wheat Thix. Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's do some kid jokes. Kid jokes. If you don't know what kid jokes are, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's kids, or it's jokes for kids, but also more importantly, it's jokes by real kids. All the jokes are written by actual children in the world. All right. Cameron, how many worms does it take to change a light bulb?
One.
None, because they don't have hands.
I knew it had to be something like that.
Can you explain that to me? I don't get it.
They don't. See, Doug, worms don't have hands.
So, okay. Okay.
You got it. You got it.
All right. What or why don't cars play football?
Because they don't have hands.
Is there a theme tonight?
Because they would ruin the field. That's more of like
That's true. That's true.
It's more of a straightforward answer. What do you call a fake spaghetti?
I don't know. What do you call it?
An impasta.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah,
that's one you want to bring that one to school, kids.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
You take that one home.
Tell that one to the lunch lady.
What did the ice cube say to the glass of water?
What did ice cube?
Yeah, ice cube say to the glass of water.
Cool down, baby.
I melt with I screwed it up. I melt when I'm with you.
All right.
Apologize to Jake.
That's a misconnection going on there.
Yeah, right there. A man rushes to a doctor and says, "Help, I'm going to die in 59 seconds. The doctor replies, "I see you in a minute."
There you go.
What do you call a perfectly inflated ball? Perfectly inflated.
A perfect basketball.
I'd call that ball well-rounded.
All right. I think that was just another laugh on that. That's right. Good.
Two of them. All right. Why was SpongeBob disgusted with himself?
Why?
He got cleaning duty at work. He's a sponge. And so,
oh! Yeah.
All right. Final one.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
No, that's it. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so embarrassed.
He's a sponge. And so he would be using himself. That's fine.
SpongeBob SquarePants. It sure has been on for like 13 years now. Does that make you feel old?
Yeah, I want to try to know like
every episode of SpongeBob.
No, because there's so many episodes I know, but like what season did I stop watching? I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
Of course, paying attention.
Everybody, that's about it for us here.
Yeah.
Tonight. For the Magic Hour, I'm the Camp Shaft. That's Dougie Fresh. We'll see you next week.